Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The clock goes tick tock, the heartbeats hip hop. You know there's something greater you're called to be. You shut tight your eyes and breathe in deep.
Welcome to this special edition of Shape Shifting, the show that focuses on all things body, mind, spirit. I'm your host, Lise Von East, and you may recall that I interviewed Apollo 14 astronaut and sixth man on the moon, Edgar Mitchell, just a couple weeks ago. We had a fascinating conversation about his space experiences that eventually led him to found the Institute of Noetic Science, an organization whose mission it is to study the science of consciousness. Fascinating stuff. You can find links to his site and the other things we talked about that day on my website at shapeshiftingonline.com, and you can listen to the interview in the archives here at blogtalkradio.com/shapeshifting. And since that interview, news reports from around the world are talking about his recent disclosure. Actually, it's not a recent disclosure. He's been saying this for a very long time, that not only was he aware of several UFO visits during his career, but that each one has been covered up. And we'll be talking about that and much more about his thoughts on alien visitations in just a few minutes. But I want to first point out that this is a man with a lot of credibility. Dr. Edgar Mitchell has received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the U.S. Navy Distinguished Medal, 3 NASA Group Achievement Awards. He was inducted to the Space Hall of Fame, and he was a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2005. Also the author of the incredible book, The Way of the Explorer, an Apollo Astronaut's Journey Through the Material and Mystical Worlds. It is my honor to welcome him back to the show. Dr. Mitchell, thank you for joining me today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And as we were mentioning before the show started, you've really stirred up a hornet's nest, strangely enough, and like you said, you've been saying this for years, that
I don't know what really got things stirred up, and perhaps it was the Larry King show. I don't know, but maybe.
Could be. But basically, people are kind of freaking out that you said that you were actually aware of several UFO visits and that each of them have been covered up.
Wait, that's not quite right.
No?
You use that plural. The one thing... Oh, just a minute. my dog is going crazy here.
Okay.
I was talking about the Roswell incident, Roswell visitation primarily, but there have been many others that have been reported that I have no personal awareness of.
Okay.
But that was the one that I was really talking about, Roswell incident.
So you're basically, the interview has been a little bit misquoted, but that you actually have information about the Roswell incident.
Yes, and my information comes from what I call the old timers, since I grew up in the Roswell area. And when I went to the moon and grew up in the Roswell area, then some of the old-timers from that period, some locals, but other military and intelligence people who were under rather severe oaths to not reveal any of this and kind of wanted to get their conscience clear and off their chest before they passed on, selected me and said, and independently, this wasn't a group effort, independently, that maybe I'd be a safe person to tell their story to, which they did. And all of them confirmed, and what I'm saying, they confirmed that the Roswell incident was a real incident, and they in some way had some part of it that they wanted to talk about.
So what is it that they told you?
Well, that the crash of an alien spacecraft in the Roswell area was a real event, and much of the lore, I can't say all the lore, but much of the fact that some dead bodies were recovered and a live entity was recovered, and that they were not of this world was the story. And, of course, it was reported in the Roswell Daily Record on one day and promptly denied the next day.
Right.
And a cover story of a mogul balloon. Well, was what they were, and that was sheer nonsense. That was a cover-up.
Right. Now, why do you suppose, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons over the years, but, I mean, you're in the inner circle. Why do you think that they actually did the cover-up? Do you think it's because they thought we're just not sophisticated enough yet? Maybe mankind just wasn't ready?
Well, the best story, I believe, is simply because, oh, this was right in the aftermath of World War II. The Cold War with the Soviet Union was starting to get underway, and so there was great suspicion of anything having to do with protecting the skies and advanced technology. Also, the U.S. Army Air Corps had just been separated to become an independent service called the Air Force, U.S. Air Force. The intelligence service of World War II, the OSS, had been disbanded and to become the modern CIA as the intelligence service. And so President Truman, at that point, really was on the horns of a dilemma. Here, the Air Force, presumably charged with protecting the skies and having the advanced technologies of our nation, and the intelligence services didn't really know what to do with an alien spacecraft, and we didn't know whether they were hostile or otherwise, and didn't want the Soviets to get involved with us or know about it. So the easiest thing to do was lie about it, cover it up, highly classify it, and see, just deny that it happened. And that's what has happened. And unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately, I don't know, this is what happened, that President Truman then selected a committee of very high-level military and civilian academicians and people and formed the Military and Joint Intelligence Committee, abbreviated MAJIC or MAGIC 12, that was what it was called, and gave them power to manage this so-called alien presence or crash or whatever they were going to do. And they passed a very secretive bill that gave them authority, perhaps too much authority. And over the last 60 years since that incident, things have been continuously covered up, lied about, hidden, and people have not been able to get into that, including, Barry Goldwater, when he was presidential candidate, tried to crack into it and get the information out and was denied. President Ford later tried to get some information out and was denied. President Carter had his own experience, he said, seeing UFOs, and he tried to find out more and couldn't get it, didn't get it, never mentioned it again. And President Clinton sent an ambassador to Hubble, I believe his name, Walter Hubble, to get some information, and he was denied. So this has been well covered up for over 60 years.
Okay.
Starting with the fact that here was an alien craft in our skies, not knowing whether it was hostile or friendly, and all of that, the rest is what took place.
So do you think that now, 60 years later, we're finally ready to start believing this? Because, my God, the skepticism, I don't know how anybody can think that we are the only life in this incredibly huge universe.
Well, that's the place to start. Are we alone in the universe? And, of course, science has not been able to prove that we are or that we're not, but has been looking, of course, for habitable planets throughout our galaxy and star systems close enough to be observable, and coming slowly to the conclusion that, yes, there are habitable planets out there. But that's a long way from saying we've been visited. It's only this type of incident, which with some very serious research people that have been doing this for years, and I'm not one of them, I'm kind of a Johnny-come-lately to it, that know the answers well or better than I do.
Well, now, the interviews are quoted as saying that you say sources at NASA who had contact with aliens.
That is totally flawed.
Okay, then let's clear that up.
Yes, please do. That is not correct.
Okay.
Because I have talked with government people about it and military people about it, that was a misquote.
Okay. All right. Well, then, good. I'm glad to clear that one up. Well, have you seen the reports, the articles that are going on around about this recent?
I have seen some of them. I mean, they've been flooding into my computer all day long.
I bet. Is there anything else that you've seen in these articles that you would like to use this opportunity to say, okay, they misquoted me?
I'd have to look at them individually, but that's one of them. It has nothing to do, my knowledge has nothing to do with NASA or what I've learned from NASA. And in space itself, have no experience whatsoever.
Okay. One of the other quotes is that whoever did describe these beings resembled them as being little people who look strange to us.
Well, we've all seen the pictures of the so-called
grays.
Aliens, right?
Yeah.
Little grays. I have no first-hand evidence that that's true, but I do accept the fact that those seem to be the prevalent story.
Yeah, it does seem to be what the majority of people who say they've seen them, they say they
agree upon,
like.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Now, another one, this one I can see makes so much sense, that their technology, or our technology, is not nearly as sophisticated, and if they had been hostile, we would have been gone by now.
Well, if they proved to be hostile, they probably could.
Right.
But there's utterly no evidence that they really are hostile.
Right, yeah. Yeah, like you said, it would be, if they were and they were more sophisticated than we were, then, you know, what are we doing still sitting here?
Well, the craft that may basically seen are small craft. They're not really warships of any sort. And most of the so-called UFO sightings by, you know, hundreds of military pilots who were told to shut up about it.
Right.
And airline pilots and police officers at night and people that have seen really craft. And I'm not talking about Venus or Mars or
right.
a star or a planet who have seen a real craft, they're generally not described as anything like any of ours.
Right. Well, now, you mentioned at the beginning that they actually found in the Roswell case a live being. Did anyone tell you what happened to that?
That's what I understand.
Okay.
And
what did they tell you happened?
Apparently that individual did survive for some time, as far as I know.
Uh-huh.
But I can't go further than that because I don't know anymore.
Okay, so that's the most that you've heard. So what do you think of NASA's statement that Dr. Mitchell is a great American, but we do not share his opinions on
well,
this
issue? Well, I can understand if they think that I was attributing anything to the NASA organization or deriving anything from the NASA organization, they would certainly say that. And that's true because none of my experience or none of what I've said relates to NASA at all.
Right. Okay. Because you were only actually in the astronaut program within your entire lifespan, a fairly small period of time.
Well, for 7 years. That's true. Yeah.
Right. So, wow. This is just fascinating information. And I'm really glad that, like you said, you've been saying this for years. I'm glad that it's actually really kind of bubbling up, even though it might be making your life a little crazy right now. I really do believe that mankind has reached a point in its evolution to where finding out that this is real isn't going to make us all freak out.
I totally agree with that, and yes, it's about time. And if indeed, as we now believe, that we're not alone in the universe and there are other species and intelligent species out throughout the universe, and the universe is much bigger than we ever thought it was, this is good knowledge. It's important knowledge.
Yeah, it really is. And, well, gosh, we're out of time so quickly. It went so fast. Are there any last statements that you'd like to make, anything that we haven't talked about?
Well, I think the only thing that people should understand is that, you know, our star system has a finite lifetime, like all star systems. And we've got to continue our space exploration. We've only got a couple more billion years to be on this planet. So, we don't have to rush a test, but on the other hand, eventually we have to be off this planet if we're going to survive as a species.
Right. Okay. So colonizing other planets, actually reaching out and making friends with our neighbors was...
Right. Something like that.
Okay. Well, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your taking the time among all the other phone calls that you've gotten. And folks, if you'd like to check out Dr. Mitchell's website, it's... EdMitchellApollo14.com, plus you've got the Quantech page. Those links are up, by the way, at shapeshiftingonline.com. Go to the radio page, and you can find out all about Dr. Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell, thank you once again for joining me. And, folks, I hope you learned something today. I hope you enjoyed this brief little show.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.